you said those Star Wars memes and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, James not gonna like that.
Oh, Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, that shit, man.
And the even one with friends.
Unlimited power. You got except the Ryan Johnson. Still think that there is one for the people that created Game of Thrones.
Well. Yeah, they've got one that has a chance. But honestly, like, Kathleen Kennedy managed to do the impossible. She managed to just completely fuck up the whole damn the whole works. They don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
they don't know what to do with Star Wars. Like, how do you not know what to do with that shit? Like, it don't make sense to me.
The Star Wars universe to the wrong person, which was J.J. Abrams. That's
what
happened.
The sad part is like, they stupidly did that shit, right? I'm surprised Kathleen Kennedy still got a job, because Disney don't like that shit. Like, despite the fact that they're the house of the mouse, man, I think South Park did that one thing justice. Like, Disney's a bunch of ruthless motherfuckers, man. J.J. Abrams' deal, he's going to make money off of Star Wars forever. He's making money off of Star Trek, or his revamp of Star Trek. He's got credits for all the Star Wars movies moving forward.
Writing characters, all that stuff.
And then people wanting the whole Finn and what's that dude's name? Poe Dameron romance. I'm like, that wasn't what Star Wars was about. Like, what the?
It's a space opera.
Come on. Like, it don't make sense. Oh, yeah, we got to get in China, so let's get every Asian actor we can think of that will make it big in China. And it fails every time. But that's the big reason. That's the real reason I think Star Wars is slowing down, because they're not making any kind of an impact in China.
The problem with Star Wars comes down to the fact that you're getting too much of it. That before, you weren't going to get any more movies. George Lucas bowed out. And you weren't going to get any more movies. And then all of a sudden it sold to Disney. And it's like, oh, Star Wars all the time. And first it started with the cartoons. And that was good enough. And then here's all the movies. Here's more movies. Now you have a movie every year. And some are better than others. I mean, Rogue One. But the main trilogy, not good. The second one was a little bit better. Solo. Yeah. Solo.
All the Star Wars movies, except for the main trilogy, they've all have extensive reshoots. They don't have anybody like a Kevin Feige. They got Kathleen Kennedy, and she apparently sucks, which doesn't make sense because she's been behind some of the biggest blockbusters. I don't understand what the hell is going on. They'll finish the movie, the director will finish it, cut it, edit, get the post-production and stuff right underway. He'll deliver it. And then they'll watch it and they're like, what the heck is this? This isn't what we thought it was going to be. They got to be asking the question is, how come Marvel's doing all this? How come Marvel can do a damn movie with a talking tree and a talking raccoon? And that just make $1 billion. And we can't get this thing to break over there, break overseas.
It's too many callbacks to older characters.
God, they just stopped that shit.
Which at some point it just became too much fan service, too many movies. And it's happening in every movie. The flying Leia from the last movie, I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do with that.
And then you're kind of getting these movies. Yeah, it's still bad. You're still getting these movies repackaged as, well, this one's Return from the Jedi. This one's The Empire Strikes Back. This one is A New Hope. The second trilogy, the prequels. Revenge of the Sith is a good movie. The other two, questionable. But you didn't think you were going to get any more movies. And that was going to be it. It's like, all right, you came up with your own ideas. And then you give the person who is the architect of those ideas to J.J. Abrams. And then he does his voodoo on it, which comes out to always be the same wacky writing, the same kind of emptiness that he normally does.
That is exactly what it is.
And it's like
empty.
It's like his brilliance does not translate to other people's reality. Other people don't want that. I'm not calling it brilliance. I'm calling it brilliance.
I understand.
For the purpose of the podcast, that whatever he's thinking about, it just does not translate well on the screen. And it has not done that for several movies. I think the last movie that worked for him was 2009 Star Trek.
Star Wars Episode 7 is still, what, the number 2?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or the number one highest grossing movie of all time.
Disney was like, yes, do that. And then they were like, well, we're going to hand off the Star Wars movies to other people, other directors every year. And then all of a sudden, J.J. Abrams gets it back. No.
Like, which makes no fucking sense.
Rian Johnson was the person that said, Rey, you are nothing. You came from nothing. You are nothing. But now this is going to be turned on his head. She might be related to Darth Sidious. I don't know, Darth Maul, somebody.
God, dude.
Jar Jar Binks. It's a me.
This is terrible, dude. This is fucking terrible. There is no unified plan for Star Wars
correct.
At all.
Correct.
There's nothing. They're literally putting out
the Marvel one stuff movie is intelligent. Another. They have planned it and mapped it out. The Star Wars stuff is what did the last movie do?
Then the worst part about it is Abrams was so secretive with his bullshit. He's kept everything under wraps because, you know, he's very secretive with his movie. He doesn't want people to be spoiled for his Easter egg surprises and shit. So no one knows what the fuck he plotted from one movie to the next. He didn't even know who the fuck that girl Rey was. Well, how does Rey know how to do everything? Well, she uses the Force. And she just, like how Luke Skywalker was. Well, Luke Skywalker learned how to fly from his uncle. And so how the fuck does he learn how to fly?
Somebody that was trained in the Force.
But Luke Skywalker didn't know how to use a lightsaber. Yeah, did. Obi-Wan was showing him on the way to Alderaan, you motherfucker. Like, I'm just like, dude.
And he also had Yoda. He also had Yoda.
I'm like, this is killing me. When they do have the whole supposed to learn from Luke Skywalker, that dude ain't show her shit. He told her how to breathe.
And he drank milk from a teat. Green milk from a teat. His father's lightsaber that he fought his life to get, grabbed when his father was dying.
Here's what I don't understand. What's the deal with the lightsaber, considering the fact it's been tossed down, dropped 50,000 feet, pristine damn condition? It's Luke Skywalker's old lightsaber. That means it's got super force powers. I can't deal with that shit. Sitting there like, oh my God.
And that just like- last scene, whatever the first movie was of this trilogy, and Rey's holding out the lightsaber, and that scene is just way too long. Luke Skywalker's looking at her. She's looking at Luke Skywalker. They go to like some gratuitous drone shot. What is the purpose of the scene? And the purpose is so he can drink green milk from a teat and then throw the lightsaber away. That's it.
Fucking dumb. Yeah, you know, the sad part is that this second movie told a decent story. You might not have liked it, but it actually told the story.
It's better than the first movie. Despite some questionable scenes, like the whole casino thing.
I knew where he was going with that whole scene. He was kind of dispelling the whole, you know, the Empire's bad, these are good. But he was doing it in a way roundabout method that actually required a couple movies to do. If he did the first movie and started down that path, it would have made more sense. But in this one, he's trying to cram all that shit into the next one. Though, why the fuck they hired him in the first place?
Like, well, the whole thing about that, you kind of live in a society now where everything is a gotcha mentality. Everything is about you can't trust somebody. And that's kind of permeated his way into Star Wars. That you can't trust the Republic, can't trust the Empire because everybody's bad.
Rian Johnson spent more time shitting on what J.J. Abrams did in the first movie. That's one of the reasons why I like the movie.
Yeah.
Is that he spent most of the time shitting on everything that Abrams did in the first one. And got rid of that stupid ass Snoke, whatever the heck that guy's name was. I was so sick and tired of hearing about the theory.
I don't even think he should have been in the movie, but I disagree with it. But go
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about what Snoke is probably Mace Windu. What is Snoke? And everyone digging into Abrams' bullshit of delving to the mysteries that he's laid out there. The dude don't even know himself. But now he'll bring it back with something else. Palpatine's alive. That is ridiculous. Oh my God. Oh my God, Palpatine's alive. The dude got thrown down a pit and then the shit space station blew up. How the fuck?
Well, the Force.
No, the Force don't work that way. All right?
You made your way into Jedi dark arts. You can do stuff like that, Keith. You can show up several movies later.
I was told he has multiple clones, though. Like, there's multiple clones of him.
That was actually a George Lucas thing. Back before the whole expanded universe came out, the first official Star Wars comic book that came out that took place after the trilogy was The Dark Empire. And in The Dark Empire, Palpatine had a clone and took over one of the clone bodies. And he was effectively immortal by going into each one of these clones. Luke Skywalker was cloned as well. Jedi clones turned out to be batshit insane when they were created. There's a possibility, like if Abrams was smart, he would try to go that route and make it that Luke Skywalker we saw in the second movie was a clone of the original Luke that was batshit insane, which would fit. He was kind of fucking nuts in that movie and everything. The guy's not that talented. He doesn't have the writing chops to pull something like that off. He'll probably do something like that, and then he'll throw some lens flares and like cameo pop up and distract everybody.
I really don't have any opinions about this next movie. I mean, I'll see it for the podcast.
It's going to be amazing.
I will say that J.J. Abrams is very divisive, and I expect this movie to be very divisive.
That's actually a very good way of putting it. Because, I mean, literally, the Star Wars fans are pretty much divided. Before, everyone was of a similar opinion, and for the most part. Diehard ones like James and me and Michael. One thing everyone agrees on, Empire Strike Back was a shit. That was an amazing movie. And then after that, people have different opinions about everything. The prequels was probably the worst divisive thing that came out about that.
Yeah.
But in the end, everyone liked something from the prequels. There was something everyone liked from it. Yeah, it was a good story. And even though you didn't like the fact that he was telling such a complex story and you didn't want that type of story, it was still a decent story. It was a good story. And in the end, you saw it paid off. He actually moderated and changed a lot of the stuff he was doing in the movie based off of fan feedback. So I gave you props for that. Literally, Revenge of the Sith was the shit. And that fight scene at the end was ridiculous. You got two old dudes. You got an old man, a 70-year-old man, and a damn puppet. And they're basically throwing buildings at each other. I mean, that shit was like, in the movie, they're like, what the hell? I love it. It's a goddamn train wreck.
That's the Peace Game Podcast.
That pretty much.